So, number two, work. You have to work. Work at developing the skills your destiny demands. Guard your choices and make the right ones every day, one at a time. Tonight you're going to go home. Your DNA, if it's lazy, will tell you to sit and watch TV. The destiny of what you heard tonight will tell you, don't do that. Start repenting for all the sins that you've led in your life. Have a repentance time with your children and apologize to them for not teaching them the Bible, or praying for them next to their bed at night, or laying hands on them, or teaching them any spiritual principles at all. And you're going to repent and cleanse your house from all of the garbage that your TV has brought in. Or if God did not prick your heart, then you just go on living how you're living. You have a choice to make every day for the rest of your life. Stay desperate for God. That's your job. Chase your destiny. Pursue it every day. When I got saved, I didn't know what my destiny was right away. But I did know one thing. A girl had given me an old book. I didn't know it was the Bible. I read it and I got saved. All of my football friends, my basketball friends, my baseball friends, my track friends started asking me, "What's happened to you? You're different." I'm not like a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen. Many people, I hear them say this when they give a testimony. I left this. I left that. I had this. I had that. Let me just tell you, I had nothing. I left nothing. I had no friends. I didn't even have one friend. I was tortured all day. I couldn't sleep at night. I had nightmares constantly. I hated everybody. I hated myself. I hated my dad. And the best thing that ever happened to me was I got saved and got the demons come out of my body all in a matter of 3 hours. And I had peace for the first time in my life since I was 6 years old. I didn't lose anything. Oh, I left all my friends. I lost all my friends. I have no more friends. I had to get rid of all my friends. And I'm sorry. I got friends for the first time. And I led almost 100 of them in 3 months to Jesus without even knowing I was leading them. I would give them the address of the tree and the book. Read those 5 things. Magic is going to happen. That was my salvation thing. Magic is going to happen. There's magic in that book. And they'd all come back crying. Oh, man, I didn't sell us. I'm going to cry. It just happened like... So we're... I'm the quarterback of the football team. So we're in the locker room, and I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I come after practice. We're in the showers in there. God forgive you. Forgive me. We're in the showers in there, and I'm singing in tongues because I don't know any better. I haven't been to church. So I'm just Rahil Bretal Verojo, because the acoustics are really good in there. And I had a fullback. He was 245 pounds, 6'4". And he was weeping standing there, naked, sorry. He said, "What is that? That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard." I said, "That's God singing out of me. I want that. Is it like the tree?" I said, "Yeah, it's like the tree." "How do I get it?" "I read a book. I'm supposed to hit you." You know, lay hands. That was my interpretation. So I swat and swat. All naked in there. Swat, swat. And he starts. Is that it? I said, "Yeah." Oh, come on. And then others came in and started getting baptized in the Holy Spirit all spontaneously. They all just did the, what's going on? What's going on? Jesus, I don't know. He's singing. And then some of them who had past experiences, man, they just blew up. I started an entire church with other people, a big church out of that whole movement. Your destiny is your choice. Choose it and be free for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach anymore. I've given you enough this week. Here's my suggestion to you. Here's my suggestion. Without looking at your notes, what did I preach on Sunday morning? What did I preach on Sunday morning? Well, what did I preach on Sunday night? That's the keys, right? And then on Monday night, at Slayer's Club, we got paraphernalia, or whatever that's called. We got stuff now. We're legitimate. Once you get that, you're legitimate. I mean, I got stuff published. And then tonight, destiny is calling. You shouldn't forget those messages. Three messages: unlocking Christianity with keys, the Rat Slayers Club, destiny is calling. That was weird, turning it off like that all of a sudden. Really weird. So now we have some more choices to make. In a little bit, we'll lay hands on you. Prophesied to so many people already, ministered in that way to lots of people, couples, individuals, lots of cool stuff. And we're going to do more things. But remember, in a minute, the children will come in, like 5 minutes from now. They'll start coming in. So what I want to say to you is this. What I can attribute most of the big breakthroughs of my life are in two things: fasting and prayer. That is what I attribute all the major breakthroughs. If you are too lazy to fast, you will not fulfill your destiny, because it includes fasting, lots of it. The only way you know you're fasting, ladies and gentlemen, there's only two ways to be sure you're fasting. Number one, you lose weight. Number two, you're miserable. Those are the two ways. If you go on the Daniel diet and gain weight, that is not fasting. If you add potatoes and beans and all these heavy foods that are going to satisfy you and make you feel full, you are not fasting. You have to lose weight and be miserable. That's how you know you're doing a fast. All that other stuff, you're just dieting. One of my kids said, Pop, I want to do a liquid fast with you. I said, okay, great, let's do it, you and me. And so she said, I said, what are we going to do? Well, let's just do smoothies. Smoothies? Okay. So she made the smoothies. I came into the kitchen, and the smoothie was about this big. I said, oh my gosh, what is that? Well, that's our smoothie. I said, what are you talking about? How many calories are in that? Probably 6,000. I said, I don't think I can do a fast like that. For one thing, we're not going to lose weight and we're not going to be miserable. Secondly, how you pray, which is what I'm getting to now. Praying you have English prayer or whatever your language is, Lord, I love you. But this is how you do it. I'm just going to give you some, okay? You're fasting. So for all the meals you would have eaten, you now pray that time. You spend an hour eating breakfast, you're going to spend an hour praying. You spend an hour eating lunch, you're going to spend an hour praying. And then third, you're going to spend an hour eating in the evening. Now you're going to spend an hour praying. Here's where the problem comes in, and I want to save you from the problem. When I say to you, pray in the Spirit, I don't mean just force yourself to pray in the Spirit for 1 hour. Get your Bible, open it up to Psalms or whatever book ministers to you, read a scripture, and then pray softly in the Holy Spirit. Softly. Whatever the scripture is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And then you pray, Jelelaka porta vere sombra. You pray over the scripture. Shambri gadadra kosa. Make that real to me, God. And this is how you can occupy an hour without getting a sore throat, without getting your self-willed, stubborn will forcing you to do it, but enjoying the presence of God and having a relationship with God. God is not somewhere else. He's right there, and you're talking to Him. So you say the scripture out loud. Read it out loud. He that began a good work in me shall complete it. Shalokera. Father, meleluku redaza. Make that happen, Lord. Sheblagara. And you stay on the scripture as long as you sense the anointing. Once you no longer sense the anointing, you move on to the next thing. The anointing tells you the surgery you're in. If you are praying, Philippians 1:6, he that began a good work. If you're praying that and you feel the anointing, you sense it, that means that scripture is where God wants you to tarry until you no longer feel Him doing a surgery in you about that scripture. But what you don't want to do is get in there and start screaming and yelling. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pray for 1 hour like Brother Ivan said. You'll never last. If sweetness is not part of your prayer life, you are doing it wrong. I would suggest you sing it. Sing the verse. It doesn't matter if you can sing. It doesn't matter if you're a croaker. It's beautiful to God. And remember, if you're a croaker and cannot sing, He has an adjusting angel so that when the song goes up all crooked and twisted, the angel catches it before it reaches God and makes it beautiful. Teach your children what I just taught you. I suggest that you not only do that, you also get in your car or go into the woods and walk for an hour, softly praying. I suggest you go and sit by a lake all alone and do it that way. Mix it up a lot in beautiful places where you know you and God are having communion. Now, if you're here and you do not have a spirit language, then this is the time for you to get it. This is going to change your life. For example, if I go, Remaldo Barto Vericeta, Pelti Bondre, Caldo Verizelo, Ropregara. Now notice that my eyes are not rolling back in my head. I'm not falling on the floor and foaming at the mouth. Does what I'm saying sound ugly to you? Sheshelol kurdi vidizara. Eshferedre balto bukurdu vishtevaza. Does that sound ugly to you? Remember what I'm about to tell you. Anything that is of God is beautiful. Now, don't let your doctrine get in the way of your miracle. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's Satan's job to demonize the gifts that God wants to give you. Now, the gift of tongues is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is your prayer language that God gives you. It's not the gift of tongues. It is a language, but it's the language of angels or of men, according to 1 Corinthians 13. The gift of tongues is different. That means you have many languages. I have that gift. It's not the same as a prayer language. I could minister to everyone in a different one. Tonight, I could do that. That's the gift of tongues. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is God, Romans 8, 26, God searching your heart, and then the Holy Spirit formulates a prayer with a language that He gives you. And so the Holy Spirit is God. So God writes the prayer to Himself, answers Himself, and gives you the blessing of a perfect prayer. Acts 1:8, after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will receive power. John 7:37, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. So the first thing we want to do is we want to pray for anyone, and go ahead and close your eyes for privacy. We want to pray for anyone here who has never received your prayer language, your spirit language. Remember that it happened over three times in the Bible. If something happens three times the same way, you are safe to practice that. If it only happens once, you may not be safe to practice that. But if it happens three times and it happens the same way every time, then you are safe to probably practice that, depending on what it is. So with your eyes closed, how many of you tonight say, I want the power and fire of the Holy Spirit on me, and I want my spirit language? Could I see your hands? Lift them as high as you can. Oh my gosh, there are so many of you right now. I want you to stand. If that's you lifting your hand, just stand right there. It's 8:06. I promise you we'll be out of here in just a little bit. The second group is those of you that have had prayer. You received one or two words, but not an entire river of a language. If that's you, would you stand as well? And we're going to release that from the inside of you. And I want all of you that are standing to come up here where I am right now, if you could. Could you move this, brother? Come on right up here to the front. May I ask all of you a question? How many of you trust God? And how many of you believe the scripture in Luke 11 that if you ask for bread, He won't give you a snake? That if you ask for an egg, He won't give you a rock? And if you ask Him for the Holy Spirit, how much more will he give you that? How many of you have heard the scripture in Matthew that John the Baptist said, I baptize you in water for the forgiveness of sins, but one comes after me that will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. Two separate events. Now, the moment you get saved, you have the Holy Spirit in you. This is not getting the Holy Spirit in you. You have it in you if you're saved. This is being immersed in the power of the Holy Spirit with a beautiful prayer language. There's over 50 benefits to praying in the Holy Spirit for you. From your body to your mind, will, and emotions, to your conscience, intuition, communion, to your circumstances, and everything else you can think of. Amen? How do you receive this? It is a gift. And because it is a gift, you do not have to be worthy to receive it. You just have to receive it. You don't earn this. It's given to you. If you don't have this, it's like being an elephant without a trunk. Make no mistake, you are an elephant, and you still can drink, but it is really difficult sometimes. When you have your trunk, you can drink up the whole river and then spew it on everybody. This is so you will be empowered to be a witness for God. This is so you will have fire and flaming passion to serve God. This is so rivers of living water can come out of your belly. Revelation, wisdom, faith, holiness, the fear of God, truth, patience, calmness, long-suffering, self-control. And it is the diving board into the healing gifts of the Holy Spirit. Our first step is I'm going to start over here. I'm going to stretch my hands out and I'm going to say these words: receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. When I say that, I want you to say, when my hand is passed, I want you to say, I receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost. 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 Now, with your hands lifted up, it's a sign of surrender and also a sign of victory. I want you to, in a loud voice, praise the Lord in English. Compliment God. Compliment Him. Thank Him for what He's done for you. Tell Him how great He is and how amazing He is and how beautiful He is. Do it loud enough for your neighbor to be able to hear. Yeah. Okay, now I want you to give yourselves an applause. Give yourself a hand. Step one. Okay, now what we're going to do, I have said receive the Holy Ghost. You said I received the Holy Ghost. That's it. Now we're going to jump off the cliff and you're going to get your prayer language, which is already there. Just when I prayed, it's there. It just needs to come. This is called a verbal miracle, meaning that it has to come out of your mouth. The Bible says in Acts 2 that they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Okay? They began, the Spirit gave them utterance. You, with God, everything requires faith. One step. He says to the cripple, rise and walk. Stretch out your hand. That's what he said to him. Stretch out your hand. When the man said, I'm going to stretch out my hand, and his will was activated by a choice, because God cannot force you to do a thing because he would violate his highest law, which is free will. You have to choose to do it. So you begin. You begin. God takes over. You beginning. Not in English. And whatever comes out. You begin. It's like opening the faucet. If God made you do it, then he would be violating himself. He cannot do that. He's a gentleman. You ready? Lift your hands. Again, I want you to praise him in English in a nice loud voice. Then I'll count to three again. And when I do, I'll say, start praying now in your new language. Open your mouth wide and start letting the words come out. It will sound like gibberish, because obviously you don't understand languages. Or it may sound like something angelic, because remember, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men or of angels. At this current time, there are over 25,000 dead languages. And we don't know how many languages the angels speak. I don't even know how many angels are spoken here on earth. That's all dialects, all the different things throughout time that anyone has ever recorded or whatever. Are you ready? Begin to praise him out loud. Everybody sitting out there, would you begin to praise in English out loud? Just begin to praise God. Everybody begin to praise God. When I count to three, out of your belly will begin to flow a brand new prayer language of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? One, two, three. Let it out now. No more English. Woo! Beautiful. 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 Keep going. Keep praying in that. Just keep praying in it. Bashalakuba. Just keep going. Jamalaka Koraba. Shamalako Rabba, keep doing it. Shamarabo Basata. Shamorabata Sata Lota Basata. Everybody out there, just start praising God in your own prayer language. Thank God for what he's done. Oh my gosh. Thank God. Beautiful. 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 Balasabra, Tarabasabra, Telebarro, Tendareba, Sablabo, Borretata, Shabra, Darabada. Beautiful. Oh, Jesus. Beautiful. Sabalakoto rabatata. Shabatata botataba. Shabata. Kataba. Kashobo kota. Shoba kata bota. Shoba tataba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a hand, everyone. Ah. Wow. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Few things to remember. One, Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit, not a man, not a woman, not a person. I have no power. Two, it cannot be taken from you ever for the rest of your life. You can choose not to use it, but it cannot be taken from you. Even if you become an atheist, you will still be able to pray in the Holy Spirit. I know atheists who can still pray in the Holy Spirit. And three, remember that you're talking to God. It's not the idea of praying, Basata, that's not the idea. It's talking a mystery that is perfect to God about something that requires a perfect prayer to produce a miracle for someone somewhere. You could be praying for somebody in Russia. But do remember, it is a perfect prayer because it's not coming from you. You are the vessel, but God is the miracle. Hallelujah. My final blessing, the more radical you become in using this, there is one key that makes the anointing always come down when you pray in the Holy Spirit, and that is sincerity. If you pray sincerely, softly, or however you feel like doing it, you will feel the anointing and sense the power of God being released out of you, and you will be edified, encouraged, built up. It's how you make your spirit strong. Read Jude verse 20. It's how you make your inner man powerful, which is your conscience, intuition, and communion with God. Hallelujah. All right, give somebody a high five and you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand, everybody. Wow. Wow. That was awesome. I think that Pastor wants to take a love offering for Casa Angelina and our big complex in Kenya. Over 1,500 children we're currently helping. And we're going to move that to 1,000 children a day. So we're wanting to be able to rescue, disciple, mentor, educate, cure, save, raise 365,000 meals every year. Someone is going to walk up to me and tell me I will pay for all that. That's where my faith is at. Just like they gave us $1 million to do the hospital. They gave me $400,000 to build the girls, college girls' dorms. They're giving me $350,000 to build a college board dorm. Totally different people. Don't even know each other. God supports His work. Our job is to make sure it's His work. Amen? We will lay hands on you in a moment. I do believe Pastor wants to receive a love offering. I don't know if you think that love offerings don't matter, but can I readjust your thinking? Tithing, for example. You may not be a tither. This is a very foolish and uneducated thing to do. Let me explain. God doesn't want you to tithe because He needs your money. He wants you to tithe so you won't need your money. Because He wants to give you more money. If God can trust you with money, He knows He has your heart. And that's just one point on giving. Trust me, I have lots. But that one is to let all of you know that are not tithing, that I believe this is a holy convocation. This is a holy gathering this week. And always those things are filled with many aspects of God, but one of them is repentance. So when the Holy Spirit shines light on something, your job is to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I will start doing that. I will start doing this. I'll start being that way. That's what these are for. If you don't do it, God knows He can't trust you to obey Him when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. So you say, well, I don't have a lot of money. But you have some. You know? Just treat it like this. 10% of your income does not belong to you. And the wisest people look at it like this. Nothing belongs to me. I have no free will. I do what my Father tells me with what I have. I work for it, but God anoints me to be able to produce it. Every penny will be given an account for, every penny. Let's have a holy event happen right now. How many of you want to begin tithing? Can I see your hands? How many of you want to start tithing? Go ahead and stand up. And I'm going to anoint you with three things. Number one, that within 24 months of this day, you will be totally out of debt. For you three. Well, we got four now. Okay, so we have four repenters. We have five repenters. What's happening here? Okay. So everyone else is tithing. Everyone else. Ivan, you're doing it again. You're guilt tripping me. That's what's called coming under the conviction of the Holy Spirit and you boxing the Holy Spirit away. Five people. 15 more people need to do this. I'm not even going to repeat it again. I'm just going to go on with these five. At any moment that you want to stand, you're welcome to do so. Number one blessing, 24 months, all debts retired. Within the next 10 years, your home's completely paid off. If you don't have a home, somebody will give you one. And number three, you will never be afraid in the area of money again as long as you live. We got another person. We got another person. Praise the Lord. Let's not keep going too fast because, you know, there's 15 more people. We got another one. Praise God. We got another one. These are all good things. They're all good things. You may think, oh, it's kind of embarrassing because now people know. You're looking at it the wrong way. What people know is that you mean business with God. Hiding is the sign of a coward. Standing up to face truth is the sign of a future hero. So all of you standing, within 24 months, we declare that your bills will be paid. Miraculously, you will be out of debt. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We still have a few more that want to stand up. I just heard the Holy Ghost tell me that. I'll wait for you. Thank you, sir. I'll wait for you. Everybody, stretch your hands towards all these that are standing up. Can I tell you something, guys? You're not going to have less money. You're going to have more money. That's the way it works. I've been doing this 52 years. I have never had one year in those 52 years where I did not increase the next year for 52 years. When I started in the ministry, I got paid $125 a month pastoring. A month. That just covers the lattes now. I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, I spent $125 this month on lattes alone. So, what's your first action? On Sunday, bring your tithe check. That's your first option. And what's your second one? Have an extra check to give to a widow or to give some poor person that you know, whether they're in church or out of church, every week for the rest of your life, even if it's $5. God will increase it. Until you say, I don't know how to tell you, but we got money coming from everywhere. What is God's will? What does He want to do? Windows open. Can't contain the blessing. That's what God wants. Praise the Lord. You are not poor, and you are not under the spirit you were raised under of poverty. That is broken off your mind and off your pocketbook. Pastor's going to receive the offering, and then we're going to lay hands on you and anoint you with oil as our final thing at 8:32. Praise God.
Okay, ushers, if you want to get yourself ready, Cheryl and I, not that this is where your tithe is, but Cheryl and I have been tithing for 39 years. We've not missed one occasion. And over and above that, when Ivan came into our life, we just mentioned this the other night. He preached the message, How to Get Your Money Pregnant. And a way that you can do that is to be involved in widows and orphans. And we've done that for probably the entire 20 years we've known Ivan. And so I can't encourage you enough, as we lead by example and we sow every month into this ministry, I need you to get out your pocketbooks and do the very best that you can not because you're going to bless Ivan, but you're going to feed some orphans this week. Who wants to feed some orphans this week? Let's do that, okay? So make a check, payable to Destiny if you'd like, and we will actually get that to him before he leaves this evening. And so let's pray. Father, we stretch our hands towards Ivan, and we ask, Lord, that you would just bring supernatural provision. Lord, we thank you for the millionaires that are giving funds for building hospitals and buildings. Just bring in more of them, Lord. Bring in more of them. But Lord, it's not the size, it's the heart. And so look at our hearts tonight. God, our hearts are pure and we want to give just in a hilarious way to take care of these little kids. Lord, smile on these gifts tonight and then multiply them, Lord, to feed these children. Bless Ivan and all he puts his hands to. And God, may this offering be pleasing, a pleasing aroma to you, not necessarily because of the size, because our heart is pure, giving our very best in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you as you give this evening. And at that, I will turn it over to Ivan.
The offering is going through. And as that's happening, giving to someone connects you to the giftings they have. For example, in 1 Kings, there was a famine. Everybody's dying. A woman, a widow woman, had a son and had one meal left. And a prophet, Elijah, came by and said, give me that meal to the woman. And during a famine, he said, give it to me. Don't eat it. Give it to me. Let me eat it. Because he knew if she would give it to him, she would switch providers. As soon as she gave it to that prophet, she came under that prophet's anointing. God was his provider. And what does it say? Her barrel of wheat and her barrel of oil did not run out for one solid year as long as the famine lasted. If you think your money means nothing and is nothing, you are very mistaken. Your money can change your future. Some of you are going to write $1 million checks before you die. Some of you. I'm sensing about three people. You're going to write $1 million checks before you go to heaven. And you're going to be so happy to do it. Praise the Lord. Now, in a minute, we're going to come up here. It won't take long. I'm going to lay hands on you. But remember that the laying on of hands is of absolutely no value if you do not have faith to receive what you need. So when I lay hands on you in a moment, you'll come right here and then walk out or walk back or do whatever you want. That's the end of the service. Laying hands on you is me, my faith, touching your faith like that. So when faith touches faith, a miracle is born. Just like I can say these words, be a preacher, 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 be a preacher. I can say those words. I can say be entrepreneurs, be musicians, be drummers, have supernatural knowledge and invent things, play great at music, supernatural music. All of them have music. But me saying it, I release it. And then if they receive it, it happens. If they don't receive it, it bounces back and I get it. That's what the Lord told me. He says, you ever give somebody something and they don't receive it, you can have it. So I want you to reject it. I want you to reject it. Yeah. You know what the Lord told me one day? He said, Ivan, be at peace. Anybody who steals from you, I will hand you their inheritance. Because I have churches that have done that in the past. Not this church, of course. This is the most generous church there is. But there have been those kind of things. I preached in a church one time. 2,500 people every night, Sunday through Wednesday. They took offerings for our ministry every night. Thousands and thousands of dollars. On Thursday, I went to the office, and the secretary had an envelope, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, open it. I never do that. He said, open it. I opened it. It was $300. I said, did you miss a couple of two or three zeros in there? Call the pastor. I said, pastor comes. I said, what's this? He said, I'm so sorry, but that's what the elders wanted to do. We're in a building program. They wanted to keep all the money and just give you. I said, are you serious right now? You know, I have a wife and a baby. Two babies. And that money was given to us, not to you. We took up offerings for you first. In 1 year, a church of over 2,000 people went down to 100 people. Because some of the elders were having sex with some of the other men in there. See, wickedness will find a way to get in. Whether it's the money, the heart, principle, a deceit, a lie, a disobedience, a rebellion. You don't want to do that. You want to fear the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at two people and say, fear the Lord. Give someone a high five and say, okay, Ivan, you scared me with a big python. Now you scared me with a... Are you all ready to get some oil and be anointed? So if all this section will go over to that wall and just come this way, I will anoint you as you're walking out. And then we'll get this group going this way. It won't take long, but it is important. Can I ask you a question? I will supply this for myself in the future, but I don't have it now. Do you have any song that is really fast? Like Can't Stop Praising His Name? Can't Stop Praising His Name. You could probably download it. It's very radical. But I like it. It's a good way to end. Did you find it? Everybody. I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. For the anointing. Hallelujah!
name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S. King of kings. Lord of lords.